is the Vinny White Show on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
Mixed to perfection. That was beautifully mixed. Elliot there on the ones and twos. It's not often you hear two pieces of music slash sound effects with such glorious harmony put together in a beautiful blend on talk radio. Good evening. My name's Vinny. How are you? I mean, it's partially rhetorical because I know you can't answer so that I can hear you, but I like to think that you're well. And if not, then hopefully over the next hour you'll get better. What's all this about? Well, I suppose we should do the basics. It's a radio show. It lasts for an hour. It's got me on it and some other people later as well. See? Things are looking up already. The phone call is 416 872 1010. You can text the show on 71010. My name is Vinny White. You can follow me on Twitter at Vinny White. You can go to vinnywhite.co.uk to download podcasts. You can follow me on Facebook. There's lots of things you can do, but I frankly wouldn't bother with any of them. I think the best thing you can do is probably just listen to this radio show. The interactive elements are never as much fun as they always appear to be. I'm better. Thank you for asking. For those that weren't listening last week, I explained that I had an accident in the street where a large fence collapsed on me and knocked me out. Outside a building site, which still for legal purposes, I feel it's probably best to not name the legal, the building company or any of the address locations. But let's just say I wasn't too pleased to be knocked out sparko on the pavement. But I'm sure we'll come to some sort of settlement in a very mature manner. But in the meantime, I've just been getting a lot of massages and I've never been one to pamper myself, but this is more of a medical thing than a, you know, happy ending. So it's been quite nice, actually. I didn't know that you could feel that much better after a few massages. And I've also been seeing a chiropractor because I had a lot of muscle strain, whiplash and stuff. Well, I still have, but it's better, which I'm very pleased to tell you. Still bad, but it's better. So that's a positive thing. But yeah, I've been in a bit of a pickle. But I went to get a massage. I've had loads and I found my rhythm. I went to a great masseuse near me and very calming, the whole thing. And but because it was the first time I ever went there, they said I could have a free, is it manicure or pedicure when they do your feet? It's pedicure, isn't it? Pedi, feet, pedal, Latin root, pedi, yeah. Pedicure. You can see I'm alien to this whole pampering thing. It really is rather peculiar to me. Normally I'm just that sort of, you know, disgusting man. If you're a woman, this will make you feel sick, and you've probably got a husband that does this. I'm the guy that rips his toenails off, and you see them like hanging out in the bathroom, and you say, John, why haven't you cleared up your toenails? You disgust me, and I'm actually thinking about leaving you. And John says, oh, I don't know why you worry about it. It's just a toenail. I thought I got them all. You know, that sort of thing that actually slowly and painfully depletes and ruins a marriage. That, I'm that guy. Hi. So I've never had that. It was lovely. Getting pampered, someone filing my toes down. Well, not the toes, that would be probably another lawsuit. But filing my toenails down and shaving the bottom of your feet with a cheese grater. Incredibly disconcerting how much of my foot they took off. I think I've lost about half an inch. Troubling. Yeah, I've never done it. Disgusting feet I had. I mean, feet are always gross, aren't they? How anyone gets off on foot porn is beyond me. Completely puts the scene off, I hear. I don't know anything about it, obviously. So I've been massaged. The only thing is, I don't like massage music. I find that, I know it's supposed to be calming. Have we got any? Just stick some, yeah, this. And the one, a lot of my massages at the moment are an hour long. Registered massage therapist, by the way, not some dodgy place on Spadina. The big bucks, right here. And I've been going to, I've been getting, I feel I've had so much panpipe music in the last week. There are times where I've been falling asleep while my back's being rubbed that I've been convinced I'm in the Andes. But it's never as good, is it, as the actual Peruvian guys in crazy garb. I find panpipe music quite painful. And what I really hate is panpipe versions of classics, particularly when they're like rock classics, you know. Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven, one of the most epic tracks ever. Now, all 12 minutes. Done on a panpipe, but not an actual panpipe. A Casio keyboard from the 80s, imitating a panpipe. It doesn't get worse. And the one that I had was a bit like this, but it was on a loop. And she was obviously a bit more into the massage than the musical vibe. So she didn't notice. I think it was a YouTube video that someone had uploaded and just not thought about. It looped every 45 seconds. So it's like, imagine this, starting from the beginning, every 45 seconds for an hour. There is no way you can relax in that environment. It was about 5 minutes before the end, and I just went, make it stop! Which, by the way, is what I'm going to say now, make it stop. And she said, am I hurting you? I said, no, but you're hurting my ears. So we did the rest in silence. So I'm not sure what the point of this is. I'm just, if you do have back pain, muscle discomfort, whiplash, and you've been hit by something that fell off a building site here in Toronto, which happens apparently quite frequently. So, you know, there's probably a few thousand people listening to that. Yeah, I got hit from the head by a piece of glass on university. You know, that sort of thing. Do go and get a massage. And keep your receipts, because they'll probably come in handy in court. So what's coming up on this here show? I don't know, really. I wanted to look at some marriage proposals that have gone on. And I wanted to ask you something. And I don't want to offend you. So please don't... Hang on, what's this? Hey, Vinny, does the Ministry of Labour know about this construction accident? Yes. I think I've told everyone. The only person that doesn't know is my mum. So, mum, if you're listening, I'm all right. I mean, I'm not, but I'm definitely getting better. I didn't want to worry her. And then the last thing I need is her hearing this to find out. But I think she's got like a delay of 10 weeks on the podcast. She's never been that committed. I'm the fourth kid. You've given up caring by the second, haven't you? Like the first kid you have, you do all their photographs, you know, blow them up, care about them, plant technology on them to track them. Second kid, you know what? We could take less photos. Fourth kid, and I was an accident. So, you know, it's not. I'm not saying she doesn't care. I'm over it. This isn't therapy. I'm just saying I don't think she's that bothered about keeping up with all the podcasts. You know, I've got listeners that are far more loyal than my own mother on this. But you know what? I don't listen to my mum's podcast either. Good reason for that. What was I going to do? Oh, yeah, I want to talk about marriage proposals. I want to talk about Christmas songs. We did a bit on it last year, but I never got the chance to... And last week we did a little bit on it, but I never got the chance to play the really good ones. And I also wanted to ask you a question, and this is it. So let me start with this. I don't want to offend you, and please don't be offended by this. It's just an observation. Please don't be offended. Please, come on. And if you are, it's almost ironic, because that's kind of the point. Don't you think that people in North America just take everything a bit too seriously? That's my point. And don't you think that sometimes just people just need to lighten up and not stress out about everything? I'm not saying that England isn't without problems. And yeah, I know we've got terrible teeth and we play all the evil guys, and that's probably for good reason. And I know, well, I should apologise for allowing the export of Piers Morgan and Simon Cowell. And yes, Gordon Ramsay's got a potty mouth, and then we've got lots of problems, and we've got obesity. I think we're the most obese country. The United Kingdom is the most obese country in Europe. So I'm not saying that England's excrement doesn't smell. I'm just saying that don't you find North America takes itself too seriously sometimes? I'm just getting a bit fed up with doing gags that don't go down very well. And then having to... I've noticed that everyone in Canada says I'm just kidding, which, as you've probably noticed, I've never said that on the radio, and I never will. I will never say I'm just kidding, because the words, I'm just kidding, ruin whatever gag it was, and you should just front it and have the confidence to get off on the gag. And if your audience is so stupid that they're offended, screw them. Which is why I think I may have lost some listeners in the last couple of years. But you know what? I didn't need them. That's why I'm left with the intelligent ones with a sense of humour, which is why I can make this point. It comes full circle. But I'll tell you why I was thinking this week, because of Dear Prudence. I was watching online some videos. I've been rather incapacitated, not in a drunken way, you know, not Ford-esque. I mean, medically incapacitated. So I've been watching a disgusting amount of online stuff because, you know, TV's a bit dead, isn't it? And I just can't stand adverts. So one of the things that I've been looking at is Dear Prudence. Now, if you don't know what Dear Prudence is, it's an online, what we would call in the UK an agony aunt. I believe you call them an advice columnist. And so people give their problems to Prudence, and then you, or she, gives her advice back. Now, there are many spots like this in many mediums, but I just find it a bit painfully dull. So I thought I'd play a bit of Dear Prudence and just ask you, do you think North America might just take itself a little bit too seriously? 416 872 1010. And you can text the show on 71010. Don't be offended now. It's just an observation. We've got plenty of problems, and I'm talking about the Brits. And by the way, I'm an honorary Canadian, so whatever. I'm one of you, baby. This is Dear Prudence. In this week's video, Prudy counsels a woman whose husband makes fun of her because she's mortified of dancing in public. Now, already to me, this is stupid, and I haven't even heard it. But here it is. Prudy counselling a woman whose husband makes fun of her because she's mortified of her own dancing in public.
Dear Prudence, my husband and I have been married for nearly 10 years, but never had an occasion to go to a wedding together. Last spring, my cousin got married, and the DJ started playing music and calling out people to dance. I have anxiety issues, and dancing in public is at the top of that list. My husband immediately wanted to dance the entire night. Until this point, I had no idea he had any interest in dancing. I wanted to sit with my family, visit, have some drinks, because I'm a worse dancer than Elaine on Seinfeld. My husband started loudly calling me names like Buzz Killington and Stick in the Mud and other nasty things. My cousin then began mocking me. When I went out on the dance floor, people laughed at me for being so stiff and uncomfortable. Now my husband's brother is engaged, and I'm sick with anxiety over going to their wedding and having the same thing happen. How can I tell my husband that I can't go through this again? Signed, worse dancer than Elaine.
So I heard this. I told you I had a lot of time on my hands at the moment. And I heard this and I thought, what? Like, there's so many things about this that are weird. But I thought, well, I'm sure whoever is the counsellor here, Prudence, will immediately get on this and tell her to calm the hell down, worry about something more significant. You know, like, I don't know, everything in the world. I've had bigger problems today than this. Today, just any old day. I've had huger problems in the last couple of weeks than this, particularly when I was pinned under a fence. I don't know if I've mentioned that. But, yeah, just get over it. So what? Here's my advice. Get over it. Next! But this is Prudence advice.
I'm stunned to hear that over the course of 10 years of marriage, it's never come up that your husband loves to dance and you loathe it. But maybe you two eloped. What keeps marriage interesting is finding out new and unexpected things about your spouse. Unfortunately, you found out your husband likes to mock and humiliate you on the dance floor. This is totally unacceptable. With another wedding coming up, you have to have a serious discussion with him about what happened last time and how you are not going to put up with it. Tell him you are happy for him to spend the night on the dance floor, but you're not ever going to get out there. Say you'd hate to go to a celebration of a new couple's start in life and be contemplating the state of your own marriage.
Wow. Unbelievable. The worst advice I've ever heard. So let's, if you don't mind, Elliot, I'm going to get you to play the original problem again, and then I'm going to give my advice. So yeah, think of it as a public service. Right, let's hear this problem again, and I think I've got the solution.
Dear Prudence, my husband and I have been married for nearly 10 years, but never had an occasion to go to a wedding together. Last spring, my cousin got married, and the DJ started playing music and calling out people to dance. I have anxiety issues, and dancing in public is at the top of that list. My husband immediately wanted to dance the entire night. Until this point, I had no idea he had any interest in dancing. I wanted to sit with my family, visit, have some drinks, because I'm a worse dancer than Elaine on Seinfeld. My husband started loudly calling me names like Buzz Killington and Stick in the Mud and other nasty things. My cousin then began mocking me. When I went out on the dance floor, people laughed at me for being so stiff and uncomfortable. Now my husband's brother is engaged, and I'm sick with anxiety over going to their wedding and having the same thing happen. How can I tell my husband that I can't go through this again? Signed, worse dancer than Elaine.
Right, so I've reviewed your case, and I have some advice. For your husband. Are you the man of a very dull woman? Then leave her immediately because 5 reasons. 1, she didn't know you love to dance despite being married to you for 10 years. Mm-hmm. She classifies not being able to dance as an anxiety issue. She's deeply insulted by banter, such as being called Buzz Killington. She needs to consult a stuffed-up, equally humourless advice columnist instead of talking to you about her giant-sized insecurities. And she hasn't yet learned how to make use of the free bar at weddings. There you go. You're welcome. Honestly, do I have to do everything myself? If you've got a problem, then why not write to Vinnie White? Have you got issues with your love life or financial life? Then get in touch. 71010. I can get your problem sorted today. Text your problems to 71010. Should charge as well, shouldn't I? There will be a $5 fee for each piece of advice issued, whether you like it or not. Might as well make some money out of it. Speaking of which, is it time to do a little bit of shameless promo? Do you need a canvas print? Then come to MrPhotoCanvas.com. We can still take your order before Christmas. And probably, sorry, definitely deliver. I'll never do it that well. I own a company. It's called MrPhotoCanvas.com. MrPhotoCanvas.com. If you want a photo on canvas, then that's what I do. Do you want one? There you go. That's the new tagline. You know, McDonald's have got, I'm loving it. KFC have got a finger licking good. MrPhotoCanvas.com. Do you want one? It's honest. A little asterisk. If not, no problem. I'm busy too. It's Christmas. Merry Christmas. Yeah, I shouldn't go into copywriting, I agree. When we come back, we talk about a new sort of spate in crazy marriage proposals. There's some very ingenious ones that have happened this week. The police in Florida have made a video, which is hilarious, for all the wrong reasons, obviously, on how to not spread crime and how to be very vigilant at this time of year to make sure that you don't suffer from burglars and such like. They did a Christmas carol, which is so hideous, it sort of makes you want to turn their weapon on you, which, sadly, is incredibly possible. We'll be back in a minute.
You're tuned in to the Vinnie White Show on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
Let's do some of your texts so far. Have you seen the guy that asks his girlfriend to marry him over the airplane PA system? No, I haven't. That's quite good. That's a nice novelty one. Someone says, I'm looking for advice on fixing my relationship. I like to have sex behind my wife's back. Can you help? In a word, no. I can't help. Well, I think the issue might be that you're married. I think that might be the issue. And if you're having sex behind her back, you might want to not be married. I'm just going to throw that out there for a bit of advice. I'm not an expert. What else have we got? I need advice on cooking. Can you help? Again, no. It's a bit broad, you know, as problems go. Noodles? That's the only answer I can give there. David Eddy's got an advice column. Did you know that? The guy that's on after me. He's in the Globe and Mail. Come in, Dave. Just ask you. Because I didn't actually know this about him. It's terribly embarrassing. I have no idea who else works in this building. I just come in and do this silly show, then go home. But this guy, David Eddy. Hello, mate. You heard my bit there where I was talking about advice. In England, we'd call you an agony aunt. In North America, I believe you're called an advice columnist, yeah?
Yeah, well, I mean, that seems sort of sexist, agony aunt. I am a male.
It's okay sexism though, because it's against men and that's okay.
We're easy targets.
Yeah. What's it like doing what you do?
Do you know, I wasn't obviously what I set out to do as a young lad. I just happened to write a book and it was called Housebroken, still available online, I believe.
Wedged it in.
About becoming a dad, and the last chapter was sort of a jokey chapter called How to Dad. And I threw in a lot of jokes like how to maintain your social life, how not to become boring, how to keep at least a few of your friends. And a guy who was starting up a magazine called Toro for men Read the book and he liked it. And he said, you know, we need an advice columnist for guys. We need, like, you know, what do you do if you're throwing up in the corner of a party? How do you, you know, do the damage control for that? It's like, oh, yeah, damage control. That's a great idea. So I've been doing it ever since.
Mop in a bucket and an apology, I would imagine.
Yes, from experience. Apologies feature quite a lot in the damage control universe. Horrible spine tingling faux pas.
I wonder if I should ask you one.
I wrote a book.
Put you on the
also
test.
Also available in bookstores near you, called Damage Control. How to tiptoe away from the smoking wreckage of your latest screw-up with a minimum of harm to your reputation. That is seriously the title. It's up for longest subtitle of the year award. I'm pretty excited about that.
Is the book shorter than the subtitle?
No, the book is long.
Right, well,
but it's broken up into little chunks.
I'm going to ask you some advice, and then you have to give it quickly.
And I do have cooking advice.
Shut up. Stop. You can't just come here and plug everything.
No. Well, somebody was saying, do you have any cooking advice? And I do, but okay, go on.
That's too broad, isn't it?
Yeah,
that?
It is. It's kind of broad.
I was supposed to come home to my wife, and I... went to a Christmas party at the office, and we've just had a newborn kid, and I didn't make it back on time. And when I did come home, I was 5 hours late. I was incredibly drunk, and I threw up on the curtains.
What's my advice to you?
Yes, please.
Well, you probably started out that evening on the couch. The problem then has to be to navigate your way back under the marital duvet. I would say... you know, obviously, horribly heartfelt apologies, a lot of butler-esque attention to her, and just slowly worm your way back into her good graces. So, I mean,
in a word,
too generic.
Grovel.
Grovel, yeah, that's the word I was looking for.
There you go,
man.
I thought that might be what would happen, but then in fairness,
groveling is a good all-purpose. You're not married, Vinny, so no. Yeah, it's that's just a fallback position for us married guys.
There you go, lads. If you've been listening and you've done something similar, you know what to do. Yeah. Thank you, Dave.
Okay, thank you.
You may leave now.
Thank you.
It's always a pleasure, though. You know that.
Thanks for having me on.
Bye bye. And he comes in for 2 minutes, promoted two things. See that? Do I walk into his show and say, MrPhotoCanvas.com? I will tonight. Oh, yeah, I have actually. I think that actually did happen. Oh, whatever! It's been a space of very interesting things go on in America, and one of them is music. Or musical, if you can call it that. I mean, that's broad. Police in Hampton, Florida... have taken a break from shooting criminals and innocent black people recently to record a Christmas song. The aim of the song is to promote a safe holidays for the residents of Hampton by encouraging that people are vigilant at Christmas. So, good intentions. It's sung by one of the officers of the Hampton, Florida police force, and it's gone viral. Viral very much like an anti-retro virus, you know what I mean? You do not want it. And now I'm going to play it to you, because frankly, I'm evil. This is the Hampton Police recording their Christmas song to prepare you for a vigilant and safe Christmas.
All right, this looks like the police. Apparently there was a break-in last night. All the doors and windows were locked. Somebody stole the Christmas
presents.
I'll tell
you now that there's a terrible bit at the beginning that we might as well just forward through. I didn't realise you hadn't prepared it. You're fired, obviously. Elliot there. If it wasn't Christmas, I tell you what, old Scrooge would kick him out. Elliot / Tiny Tim there, bumbling his way through the mixing technology to line up a tune in the right place. We'll cut this out of the podcast.
You never told me.
I know. What I'm doing tonight, revealing myself as a hypocrite because I didn't tell you. Sorry, mate. This is the song.
Don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. Must find who stole the presents underneath the Christmas tree. Oh. I need you to keep on locking doors and windows at your place. This thief will be too happy. Oh. Knowing they can't steal your things. Oh. I just want them off the street.
Tell you that there's another two verses. Would you like to hear them in their entirety? No, of course you wouldn't, because you're a human being. Okay, that's enough. Oh, it just, and there's something, there's a little part of me, just, there's not much left, but the part of me that's still alive dies every time I hear it. And that's twice.
Vinny, I apologize. You did say where the song starts. I will refire myself.
You should leave immediately after the show, because there's more quality radio coming up in the next 20 minutes. But after that, that was Elliot's last moment. You saw it right there. And wasn't it worth waiting for in editing to get to that beautiful point? You know, the most annoying thing about that song is it was recorded by a policewoman. I can't believe that she's the best singer on the force. There's no way that that's possible, because I know that Hampton's big enough to have at least two people on the police force, and whoever else is on the force is better than that. But the most annoying thing about that is that, you know, when they recorded it, there must have been a taser nearby and no one used it. It's not fair, is it? Perfectly good taser would have made the world a better place. And also, I know damn well that the police in the United States of America are doing some really weird militarising stuff, as we've learnt recently, spending enormous money on essentially tanks to patrol the streets in case there's a almost deserved uprising. Buy one of those things that Cher used. You know? What was that called? Is it a vocoder? Auto-tuner, is it? An auto-tuner. Buy one of them. You can get one for an iPhone. Sing through that. It'd sound better than that. I've heard dead cats. Well, not dead, because they were dying cats. Mixed with aircraft and babies that sound better than that. Speaking of which, coming up, by the way, I think we'll play one of the better Christmas songs, shall we? Because I was going to do it last week. Do you remember? I think we'll do that one. I'll do it later on. First up, let's get a couple of mates in for no apparent reason. It's Sunday night, we might as well. Johnny Boy and Maria, come on in, please. I haven't really thought of an angle on how to set this up, but I've got some friends staying with me and I figured I might as well bring them in and have a bit of a laugh with them. It's pretty free-for-all radio show as it goes, you know. I could come up with some title for them. Experts in stuff, but you know, there's no point lying. They're staying with me. They live in Ottawa, where I used to live. Yep, actually got friends, and they actually came all the way to see me. Obviously, I had to pay for their fare, but you know, they're here now. Hello.
Hey.
All right, John, grab a mic. You can't just hover like some sort of anarchic bouncer. Talk into it.
Not tonight.
John's English, but he lives in Ottawa. As I did, and am. Wanted to talk about Christmas songs since you're here. You just heard that. What did you think of it?
Quite frankly, it was not the best, was it?
I think you're being very generous, Maria.
She hit one note appropriately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wrong one, but she hit it.
She hit it.
Yeah.
She hit it loudly.
She hit it much like a car hits another car.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we've got a collection of Christmas songs for you, which most of them are appalling, but then most Christmas songs are appalling. And I wondered if you could give me your thoughts on them. Elliot's lined up a few. My personal hated Christmas song, I don't know if you've got this ready, is that Paul McCartney one. Which is weird, because it's a lot of people's favourite, but I find it annoyingly optimistic and chirpy. What do you think of this one?
You know what, this is the height of the 80s, isn't it, really? I mean, synth pop. What else is Paul McCartney going to do but come out with some sort of Christmas song?
It's very Casio keyboard,
it
first
is, isn't
ever.
It? It's all right, though.
This is someone that, apparently at least, gave us the best music the world's ever seen.
Well, what happened? Jet was great, okay? You love it, I love Jet, Harry, come on. But this is another level, this is Christmas song. Everyone comes out with weird Christmas songs.
All right, let's have another one. As you wish, give us a random one. Let's see if we can find better or worse than that, Elliot. I haven't got the list of what he's going to play. It's a bit. We'll see. I'll tell you what. We could have a game. Tell me who this is. First one to get it wins.
Ooh, I don't know.
Well, it's definitely Christmas.
Come on.
It's got sleigh bells.
Are you ready, girls?
Let's go, boys and girls.
Is this Sabrina?
No, it's going to be a Swedish pop group.
Oh, it's not the Cheeky Girls, is it? It is.
Yeah.
The Cheeky Girls. Romanian, British.
Here we go.
Sex pots. With their Cheeky Christmas.
Tell me something.
Go on.
What on earth has this got to do with Christmas apart from the intro with the sleigh bells?
Because at Christmas boys. Time, boys and girls like to celebrate Christmas.
Very true, Maria. Very true.
Well, wait for the brilliant chorus.
No, oh, sorry. Elliot, get rid of this. This is terrible, buddy.
So
this
we
has
actually
got nothing to do.
We
with
genuinely
Christmas.
Can't even get to the chorus. On
now,
that.
To be fair, we can't we can't see the videos where they're wearing you probably antlers and little tiny elf costumes.
Yeah, and the cheeky girls.
That does make a difference. I must admit,
it probably makes it Christmassy.
Christmassy.
The only way I could actually listen to that song is if they turned up wearing that and then said, "If you can endure this, we'll both get into bed with you." Okay.
Is that why they call the cheeky girls?
I think there's many reasons they're called the cheeky girls. One of them had an affair or some sort of relationship with a British politician, as I remember.
We need to move on. I kind of know something about that, but we're not.
Oh, do you?
Shh.
Okay.
It was a bit cheeky.
Makes me rather intrigued. All right, next song, Elliot. Line us up a Christmas gem. First one to get it wins a free glass of water. Text in if you know.
Ho, ho, ho! Oh,
71010 on the text.
My little elf, another great Christmas.
Ah, man, it's born. Same thing every year.
So let's have a funky Christmas.
Oh, wow.
Go on down, let's go. Come on.
Uh-huh.
Ho, ho, ho. Was it a... Hey, give us a clue, Elliot. Is it a boy band?
Check it out.
Yes.
It reminds me of high school.
On the block. Hey, this is pretty funky.
Rip off the Fresh Prince.
Absolutely. Crossed my mind.
They actually said their names.
Funky Christmas. Was it New Kids on the Block? Yes!
NKOTB.
Oh, no, hang on a minute. Should I be celebrating that I know that?
We'll pretend we didn't hear it. It's all right.
All right, that was hideous. And next up, please. They even put their name to that, though. Do you hear it? I should never admit
you probably
that.
Just knew it because last year when they came through Toronto.
Of course. I was there. This sounds like... Oh, I know this is. I'm going to let you get this one, though. I had a one-hit wonder.
Handsome?
Yes! Well done.
You've got this on your iPod, haven't you?
Is it wrong?
It is. But again, hang on a minute. What has this got to do with Christmas? It just sounds like everything else they've ever done, which is basically one song. Right?
Yeah, which was Mbop.
Mbop, yeah.
What's it called, Elliot? What's the name of it?
Yeah, what's that?
Actually, no, it's something about like having a great Christmas.
Yeah, well, I'm not because of this.
It was going quite well.
Did it?
It started going downhill when I heard Paul McCartney.
No, I think Paul's the winner today.
Oh, come on.
No, I do, so far. There's only something worse, better.
Give us something else.
I can tell you something way better. The Pogues, of course. The best Christmas song ever written.
You haven't given that as an option here this evening.
No, I thought this was supposed to be the best of the worst.
Oh, yeah. He's actually genuinely good, the Pogues. All right. Well, Elliot can line us up another absolute god-awful piece of crap, if you like. You're listening to News Talk 1010. The worst music. For Christmas.
This is definitely something like Mariah Carey's.
It does sound quite Mariah, doesn't it? I can imagine
one of the
crying. Actually, I don't have to imagine crying. I'm about to.
This is a bit like X Factor. Can I be Simon? You can be the other one. Because I've already lost it. This is like a big no. Definitely not.
Who is it?
I don't know.
Clay Aiken.
Who?
Clay Aiken.
Who's that?
American Idol winner.
Oh, he's a country singer. Oh, there's a good reason I don't know him.
Sorry, he lost American Idol.
Oh. He lost American Idol and they still let him get away with this?
He was in the second round. He was the second place winner.
Where's the chorus? Again, is it worth waiting for, really?
We don't know.
It's like a streetcar this time of year, isn't it? It's probably not even worth waiting for it.
In the words of Wham, wake me up before you go, because I've already gone.
All right, kill it. And when I say kill it, if you do ever get the opportunity, do actually kill him. Next up, on the worst music of all time for Christmas, here on News Talk 1010, I'm with Johnny Boy and Maria. They're visiting me from Manawa, and we're going to try to guess the track first. Hit me, baby. Oh, I know this. This is actually probably the worst one ever, isn't it? Yeah, this is a song about some shoes.
No.
I think it is. It was almost Christmas. It is. Worst song ever. And there I stood
in another line. Who is it? Trying to
buy that last. I think it might be Satan and everyone in Beelzebub.
Is there something wrong with his voice?
There's where do you
start?
Got
a cold.
With that?
Miriam, you can
he's just a voice doctor.
That'd be a good idea.
I love that you pick up on his voice. Never mind, I don't know, everything about this song. It's like saying, Taliban, few problems with them? You know what I mean? Where do you start?
Well, I think with a Christmas song, you should like entertain people rather than piss them off with a bad language. And that's what's coming out here. It's just nothing to do with Christmas.
A really bad Christmas last year, and he's still crying about it.
I'll tell you what this song's about, actually, without you having to go through the pain of listening to it. It's about a guy that goes into a shop. Correct me if I'm wrong on this, Elliot. You heard it once with me. We were holding hands crying. He goes into a shop and he sees a woman that can't afford some shoes, and she really wants them, the Christmas shoes, and she really wants them because she's dying. She's got cancer, terminal, and I don't know if he buys them, someone buys them for her, and she cries with happiness about the Christmas shoes. And the chorus is, Christmas shoes. Honestly, you couldn't make it up. And I make nearly all this show up. I couldn't make that up. What do you think of that?
Oh, you don't know. You don't want to know what I think of that.
We'll take a break and come back with more absolute beautiful nonsense here on News Talk 1010.
You're tuned in to The Vinny White Show on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
Text in so far. Last week you played Justin Bieber and Busta Rhymes' Drummer Boy. Nothing's ever been worse than that. It's taken me a week to get over it, and I've had to have counselling. Listen, I understand. Someone else said, if you want really bad Christmas songs, play Billy Idol Jingle Bells. Yeah. And Run DMC actually did Christmas in the Hollies. We played it last week. Even great stand-up acts like that have deviated and got it very wrong. My favourite, though, we'll play that now. I was going to play it last week, but didn't get a chance. Here's a little sample, and we've had a few requests to play it here on News Talk 1010.
Grandma got molested at the airport, flying home to our house Christmas Day. They groped her breast and manhandled her hoo-ha. They ought to be arrested, TSA. They made her take her wooden leg off and remove her purple wig. They confiscated all her prune juice as they rummaged through her luggage like a pig. Now Grandma's cherub-like demeanor had quickly turned into a funk. She saw them cupping Grandpa's balls and wiener, raised her cane and shouted out, "Don't touch his junk!" Grandma got molested at the airport, flying home.
I mean, it's not as good as the Pokes, let's be honest. But it's one of my favourite. It's a good one for anyone that's gone through the States recently, particularly if you haven't got a Canadian or American passport and been manhandled by the TSA. Just feels right. Just feels right. Marriage proposal news now on News Talk 1010, and they're getting more and more novel. I really like this one. A guy in England, Portsmouth to be exact, has proposed to his girlfriend by spelling out, "Will you marry me?" using a GPS tracking app. Ben Chudley, 28, used a running app to track his progress around the city streets before posting the route on Facebook. Bit dangerous, this one, because he spelled out "marry me," forgot the question mark, but let's give him artistic license. He had to run about 25 kilometres to do it. He spelt it out by sort of running, turning his app on to record his movements, turning it off at the end of the letter, so on and so forth, over various city blocks, and then posted it on Facebook, and she did say yes. Bit embarrassing. You should never do that on Facebook, should you? Propose? Maria joins me from Ottawa. Thoughts?
Are you sure it was Facebook and not some kind of, like, private shared running app?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Oh, I mean, wow. I'm not friends with him, but
well, he must have been very confident.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. He probably knew the answer before he did it.
I don't know why everyone's trying to outdo each other on this. There was a fellow in Holland this week. I think it was only a couple of days ago. He decided that he would get in a crane, get the crane to winch him up to his girlfriend's house. So we'll have to assume that he's not living with her. Don't ever marry anyone they're not living with, by the way. So never mind the crane. You've already made a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
He gets in a crane. He gets winched up and he thinks, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to slowly get the crane to drop him down into his girlfriend's garden so he could propose in a spectacular fashion. I presume she was in the garden, or at least looking out the window. So, good idea. It fell into a neighbour's house,
and the entire crane tipped up and destroyed the house next door.
So my thoughts on this, if I was choosing mates based on these stories, one's willing to run 25 kilometers, the other one needs a crane to move them around.
And he tips it up and breaks a house. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cocky or not, I'm choosing the first one.
Yeah. He's going to be lean.
Yeah.
He's going to have a washboard. And he's quite witty. So, ka-ching. Although his name is Chugley, which means that you'll have to be called Maria Chugley.
No, I'm not changing my name, so it'll be fine.
Don't want that, do you?
No.
Could always hyphenate it. I remember I was working for a company once, and her name was Christine Blatt, and she married Steve Broccoli, which is already weird, and she decided to hyphenate. So she was Christine Broccoli Blatt. Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Every time I saw her, I just thought about speeding broccoli.
I met someone the other day whose last name was Baby, and I felt very wrong calling him Mr. Baby.
How does that work? What was their first name, do you know?
I don't remember, but it was definitely Baby was the last name.
It wasn't like, I don't know.
It was in a professional setting.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you call him Mr. Baby?
Yeah, I called him Mr. Baby. Do you want to come in?
Mr. Baby?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
I'm looking... Whatever his name was. It was a very sensible name. It wasn't a play on words.
There used to be a police chief in the UK called Paul Condom.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And now we've got a politician called Ed Balls.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Solid.
And you find a lot of newspapers abbreviate and just say, you know, Balls, 28. Well, he's not 28. Balls, 45. Got in hot water, this. And you think, Balls got in hot water? Is that the article? I'm not sure. Thank you for coming on the show, guys.
Yeah, no worries, Finn.
How are you finding Toronto? You live in Ottawa. Is it going okay?
Big town.
You scared?
No. Very friendly.
All the streets, all of them, paved with gold. You know that.
Well, I did look.
They're definitely paved with cigarette butts.
Yeah, it's not quite as clean and squeaky as Ottawa. But you know what? We have fun here. Yeah?
We do.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having us in.
Brief, you know. Is there anything you want to say before you go? This is your chance to change the world.
Happy Christmas.
I'll be back next week with more anticlimactic radio right here on News Talk 1010. See you later.
Love ya.